Activist Radio is on the air.
You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Welcome to the Mark Harrington Show. Your radio activist, Mark Harrington, here in studio, coming to you from the Created Equal Studios here in Columbus, Ohio. And we just returned from the March for Life in Washington, D.C., and the Students for Life Conference, the March for Life Conference, and the Women's March, that is the pro-abortion, anti-Trump March on Washington. So I've got a lot to report on today on the Mark Harrington Show, so stick around for the next 26 minutes, and you're going to learn something on our program. If you haven't heard us before, you can find out more about me and the ministry of the Created Equal organization I run at markharrington.org. That's markharrington.org, or you can go to our social sites as well to find out the ministry to which I have been called. So we're going to jump right in here and talk about the weekend that has passed here last weekend at the in Washington, D.C. with the March for Life. First of all, the March for Life, the annual March on Washington, pro-lifers marching, rallying, so forth. We did our thing. Now some 20 years I've been going to March for Life, not to march, not that there's anything wrong with that, but we set up our Jumbotron television playing abortion victim video and photography along the march route to give passersby, marchers, a place to soberly reflect upon the victims. The reason why they march is because of the victims, and that's what we do at the March for Life. This year, the numbers were pretty similar to what they had been in the past. Say 600,000 folks came out to the March for Life. It's always underestimated, rarely reported in the news. This is the largest annual march in history. I mean, been doing it now for 46 years, and a few of the media actually cover it until this year. And of course, it wasn't because of the March for Life. It was because of a concocted story by the media about some high school students, some Catholic high school students out of Covington, Kentucky. And so what I want to do, and I know if you watch television or you follow anything on social media or the internet, I'm certain you've heard of this story. So I'm not going to go through, you know, the details of what happened on the Lincoln Memorial that day in depth. That's been done. I'm not going to unpack all of that. What I really want to talk about is the fallout. What's happened since this happened on the Lincoln Memorial with these young men and women from Covington, the Catholic Covington High School in Covington, Kentucky. Obviously it's caught the attention of America. It's funny that they don't report on the March for Life, but they'll report on this. And basically it boiled down to this. One high school student by the name of Nick Sandman and his group were waiting for a bus to be picked up to go home after the March for Life. And they were confronted by some Hebrew Israelites, black Hebrew Israelites, who were confronting them, you know, with racial slurs and provocative chants and so forth. And, you know, the whole thing kind of spun out of control until a Native American came up with his drum and started beating it in the face of Nick Sandman. And, you know, you can watch all this on YouTube. I don't need to go into depth about what happened. But, it's supposedly the reactions of this high school student that now has captured the attention of America. And basically, I want to talk about that. Suffice it to say, this is fake news. I mean, we don't need to go any further. This is fake news on steroids. We all know what's going on in America as it relates to our media. Some people say they're just, it's good old yellow journalism, you know, biased journalism. We're beyond that now. This isn't just that. This isn't malfeasance. This isn't just malpractice. This is evil. They have an agenda, and they're pushing that agenda. They're no different than the leftists. You know, they just dress up and call themselves journalists. There's no requirements to being a journalist. You know, if you're a plumber, an electrician, or an attorney, there's certain rules of conduct that you have, certain standards that you have to attain to. No longer in the media. That doesn't matter. You know, we've conflated social media with the media companies like CBS, NBC, and so CNN. It's all the same now. It's all opinion. It's all bias. It's all propaganda. And it's very difficult to discern the news from fake news. And this is fake news. That's all it was. It fit a narrative, basically. The narrative was this. Young men, white men, male, Christian, wearing Trump hats, MAGA hats, Make America Great Again hats. It fits the media's stereotype. The number one enemy in America now, white males, Trump supporters, Christian or Catholic, and pro-life. And that was it. That's all it took. And in fact, it really didn't matter what happened on the Lincoln Memorial steps that day. It fit their narrative, and they went with it. Now, let me just say as a caveat, these students should have probably behaved a little bit differently. They probably should have left and not even been a part of it. They could have walked away. And you got to wonder where the chaperones were. I mean, they should have jumped in and said, let's move on and all of that. But whatever they did, was definitely did not rise to the level of what's been done, being talked about now in the media regarding these young students from Covington High School. You know, the scripture says this, Proverbs 18:17 says this, the first to make his case seems just until another comes and examines him. So it was this 30-second clip that made it out on social media, then the Washington Post and CNN, all the one went with it without even investigating what really happened. Then these other videos came out to kind of fill in the blanks, kind of give some more context, some more information. And then they all started backtracking one after the other, basically saying, oh, well, maybe it wasn't what we initially thought. Well, this is what happens all the time now in the media. And we, as pro-life Christians, we as freedom-loving Americans need to understand that the media is out to get us. You know, this isn't going to be fair. We've got to be discerning. So when we read a story, we watch something online, or we hear something in the news, we've got to figure it that they're out to get us. And the bottom line is this. They're out to destroy us. That's it. These people in the media, the liberal media, the Trump-hating, America-hating, freedom-hating, life-hating media are out to destroy us. Bottom line, they're not out to play fair. This isn't about media. This isn't about getting the story right. This is about tearing down everything that is good and right and just in America. And that's why these young people fit that character, right? Again, pro-life, Christian, Catholic, Trump supporters wearing a MAGA hat, Make America Great hat. I mean, that was their crime, basically. And the fact that this young person, Nick Sandman, was willing to stand his ground and simply smile, they call it a smirk. Now a smirk is a hate crime, you know? You can't stand your ground and just, not expressionless when someone's trying to provoke you without that being considered a hate crime. I mean, think about that. We have to do that all the time. People are trying to provoke us to anger on the pro-life issue all the time. When we're out on college campuses, when we're out on this public sidewalk or maybe protesting event, the other side, pro-abortion activists, are constantly trying to provoke us to do something that they can get on video and slander us with. So we're often just standing our ground expressionless. That's basically what this young man did, Nick Sandman. I mean, that's what he did. Now, he smiled. He might have smirked. But, you know, it's probably just a nervous habit or nervous reaction to the situation he found himself in. So the idea that a smirk or a smile is now the new hate crime, that somehow that is, you know, over the top, that you can't do that, you know, with someone, it's just unbelievable. We've reached a new level in America of this whole, you know, snowflake, you know, I'm not going to offend you. Anything I say or do is offensive. And that's the greatest crime now. That rises up to the worst thing you can actually do to somebody, you know, in this country. We've reached a new level of absurdity. That is for sure. So what I want to do here, let me also say that the fallout here is now, you know, we're starting to see after this video went viral. And now, even though the retractions have come from some media, even though, you know, some folks have pulled back their stories, have taken down their posts and stuff like that, these students are on the defensive big time. They cancel classes. Now the bishop is going to investigate the whole incident. The bishop in the area has still yet to retract his condemnation of these students. They've launched an investigation. There have been death threats. I mean, I could bury you right now with all of the death threats that have been put on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and other places. In fact, we're going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to do something about that because these young people need defended. Because if they aren't, think about it. I have a 15-year-old son. Nick Sandman looks like my son. I mean, we're expecting 15-year-olds to behave like 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds. I mean, come on now. I mean, kids will be kids, and they were being playful and all that. This wasn't about race. This wasn't a racial attack or confrontation at all. So let's do this. I'm going to play a clip. This is from The View, of course, my favorite program, with Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar. I'm saying that in jest. It's not my favorite program. In fact, I never watch it. But this is very informative, very instructive, because Whoopi Goldberg asked the question, why was there such a rush to judgment? Why was it so quick that the media jumped on this story and ran with it about these supposed students being racist in Washington after the March for Life? And there's a bit here where Joy Behar gives us some honesty for the first time and tells us the real reason behind the rush for judgment. So go ahead and play the clip.
We just instantly say that's what it is based on what we see in that moment, and then have to walk stuff back when it turns out we're wrong. Why is that? Do we keep making the same mistake?
Because we're desperate to get Trump out of office. That's why.
Not everybody, though.
Well, there you go. I mean, listen, I mean, a rare moment of honesty coming from the media, the leftist media that's out to destroy Trump. This is about him. And this is about those MAGA hats. Make America great. Now, think about that slogan, make America great. I think most people believe in that. We want America to be great, right? Taken out of the context of Donald Trump, we would all agree. Most would. Bill Clinton even used it as a campaign slogan in the 1990s in his presidential bid. So the idea that we want to make America great is pretty much accepted across the board with most Americans. But now that it's been connected directly to Donald Trump, now it means something else. In fact, people say, oh, this is no different than a Nazi flag or symbol. Or this is no different than raising the Confederate flag. Really? Really? I mean, these students basically said they bought these the day of the event. They don't walk around with these generally. They were being sold on the street by a vendor, and they picked up this hat. So it really has to do with a hat. It has to do with Trump. It has to do about getting him out of office. It has to do with 2020. This is what this is all about, folks. It's about Donald Trump. Now, what I'd like to do, I'm going to play a couple of clips from Good Morning America. Nick Sandman was interviewed yesterday on Good Morning America. This is the only interview he's done. Of course, this Native American, Nathan Phillips, has been all over the news, you know, being interviewed everywhere, of course. But Nick Sandman took this interview with Good Morning America. And the reason why I want to play this clip is just so you can get an idea of how biased the media is, how evil they are. They are out to try to trap this young boy. And he does an excellent job of maintaining composure and answering the questions succinctly. He gets to the point, does a fantastic job. We're not going to listen to his responses. I just want to play the questions by Ann Guthrie. She's the interviewer of Nick Sandman, and just show the absurdity and how the media is still going with this story, and somehow it was their fault. It was these young people's fault from this Catholic school in Covington, Kentucky. So go ahead and play the clip, if you would.
Do you feel from this experience that you owe anybody an apology? Do you see your own fault in any way?
As far as standing there, I had every right to do so. My position is that I was not disrespectful to Mr. Phillips. I respect him. I'd like to talk to him. I mean, in hindsight, I wish we could have walked away and avoided the whole thing. But I can't say that I'm sorry for listening to him and standing there.
This morning, 16-year-old...
Good. Let's go ahead and stop it there. Good for him. You know, Listen, good for him. A 15-year-old boy who is under attack by the media and others, who's getting death threats, stands his ground in the media and does not apologize. And he shouldn't. He didn't do anything wrong. If anything, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And these black Hebrew Israelites are the ones that were screaming at him, dropping the F-bomb and calling them racists and products of incest and all this other kind of garbage. No one's condemning, or a few are, condemning them, but we're condemning this 15-year-old and his students from Covington High School in Covington, Kentucky, because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time wearing a MAGA hat. That's really all this was. So, I mean, this is a hit piece. They're trying to get him to trip him up. Let's go to the next question. This is Ann Guthrie again from Good Morning America asking a question to Nick Sandman.
Do you think it was a good idea to start chanting back at the protesters?
All right, stop there. Here again. They did that to try to defuse the situation. It was their school chant. They weren't mocking the Native American Nathan Phillips. They weren't out to ridicule or make fun of him, making racial... none of that. This was their school chant that they would use at a basketball or football game. It was just a way to try to defuse the situation. Go to the next question.
Shout any insults back or any racial slurs back at the group?
Stop. Once again, if you watch the video, absolutely none. Watch all the videos that have come forth. There's not one racial slur at all. Why are they asking this question? Why? Go to the next one.
People.
Did anyone say, build the wall?
I never heard anyone say, build the wall. And I don't think I've seen it in any videos.
Stop there. So now, get this right. Let's just understand this. This is where it is now. If you say, build the wall, you're a racist. If you want to protect our southern border by building a wall, you're a racist. You can't shoot. That is now, it's a racial slur, I guess. It's just unbelievable. Go to the next question.
It would hopefully die.
Why didn't you walk away?
Well, now I wish I would have.
Stop. Let me just, why didn't you walk away? You know, Nathan Phillips could have walked away. He was the adult, right? He could have walked away. He didn't. And neither did Nick Sandman. And they have both the right to stay there. I mean, it's on the Lincoln Memorial. I get it. But Nick Sandman just stood there motionless, with a smile on his face. And now that is the new hate crime. Go to the next question.
Center of the firestorm, what critics characterize as a smirk on Sandman's face. Some saying it was an attempt to stare down Phillips.
What do you think that looks like?
I see it as a smile saying that this is the best you're going to get out of me. You won't get any further reaction of aggression.
I mean, this guy is, listen, stop there. Stop there. This young man ought to be getting kudos from America. He's showing his maturity at 15 years old. He says, you're not going to get anything more out of me. God bless him. To take that kind of abuse that he took, and he and his group, and yet don't respond, and he didn't respond in kind. I say kudos to him. I mean, and we're going to do something about this. All these death threats that they have been receiving, the students at Covington High School there, the Catholic school in Covington, we are now asking the Department of Justice, the FBI, to investigate these people who are threatening Nick Salmon and his colleagues there at Covington High School in Covington, Kentucky. This is serious stuff, folks. We have some prominent news folks that have called for the burning of the school and for the deaths of these young people. This is beyond the pale. This is beyond free speech, folks. I mean, we live in the day of the internet. I understand that. And we're free to go on the internet and say what we wish for the most part. And I don't want to regulate the internet. I don't want to regulate speech as a general rule. I think the answer to inappropriate speech is more speech, not less. But in this case, when you're threatening a young person's life, that's crossed over the line. You know, there is some speech that is not protected by the First Amendment, and this is the type of speech that's not. It's just not. You can't yell fire in a crowded building, for an example, or movie theater, right? You can't do that. You can't threaten someone's life. That is not protected by the First Amendment. That's what's going on here. Tweet after tweet on social media threatening these people, and it's time we do something about it. These young people need defended, and this kind of stuff is over the pale. So we are going to call on the Department of Justice and the FBI to investigate these tweets, these posts on social media threatening these young people, these Catholic young high school, these high school students in Covington, Kentucky. And so we're going to be announcing soon a press conference, which will take place probably in the next several days in Cincinnati, Ohio, in front of the courthouse there, the federal courthouse, calling on the Department of Justice to investigate those who are threatening these young people in Covington, Kentucky. Someone's got to stand up and defend them, and we're going to be one of those to do it. So be staying tuned to our Facebook page and other social media for an announcement. You can go to the Mark Harrington Show's website at markharrington.org. You can go to our Facebook page at The Mark Harrington Show if you want to find out more about this press conference we're going to be holding here in the next several days to call for an investigation by the Department of Justice and the FBI of these death threats that have been sent against these young people in Covington, Kentucky. So stay tuned here on my social media sites for more information regarding this story. It's not going away, folks. And we've got to defend these young people. Because if we don't defend them, who's next? I mean, if the media and the left and all of those, the God haters out there, are going to attack a 15-year-old Catholic student because he wears a MAGA hat and just stands, quietly and stands his ground in opposition to provocations, then who's next? I mean, who? Seriously, who are they coming after next? We've got to say enough is enough. Enough of this fake news. Get your story right. I mean, and if it's right, then we'll be the first to apologize for the actions of people, but not when this stuff's happening, not this contrived, made-up fake news story. It's beyond malfeasance. It's about beyond malpractice. This is evil, folks. They're trying to destroy us, and we're not going to let it happen. So keep following us on our social media sites, and we'll be announcing more information about that in the coming days. So you've been listening to your radio activists on the Mark Harrington Show. We're here every Saturday on these Salem radio stations. So mark your calendar for this show every Saturday, and also on our social media sites. You can pick up our podcast, and also this is streamed on our social media sites every single week. I am the director for Created Equal, which is an organization based out of Columbus, Ohio, the pro-life organization, apologetics and training and outreach group. You can find out more about Created Equal at createdequal.org. That's createdequal.org. Follow our social media sites to find out more about this story and standing with these young people in Covington, Kentucky. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net. Createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.